Hey guys, welcome to the first quick spot of On The Spot Anime. I'm your host, Kenji-san. Sorry about the lack of updates, guys. I'm currently being bogged down by exams in school, so I never really had the time to upload anything for you guys lately. I've got about 2 episodes already, but they aren't really edited, so I'm not going to post them until much later on. Just a bit later on. So just stick around, guys, and I'll be giving you content soon. Once I get back in the groove, episodes will start pumping out a lot faster. Well, anyway, this isn't a true hardcore episode. It's actually just an episode segment that I'd like to call Quick Spot. These episodes will pop up every once in a while if I just can't get a true hardcore episode out on time. It kinda sucks, but I haven't given content to you guys in a heck of a long time, so I will be giving you guys the first taste of Quick Spot. Quick Spot is pretty much going to be a little quick chat of anything that I've seen lately. It'll be a small bit of discussion about something I incredibly like, or maybe incredibly hate. Yep, it's pretty much a small rant session that I will initiate. Okay, here I go. On today's Quick Spot, I will be ranting about the wonderful new anime called Death Note. Yep, Death Note has finally been released as an anime, and I was definitely one of the first people to check it out. As a matter of fact, I was so excited about this, I wanted the raw the first day it came out on YouTube, and I watched it immediately. You probably can't imagine how excited I was about this, since Death Note is my favorite manga of all time. And seeing my favorite manga animated the way it has been was definitely a mental otakugasm. Alright, I'll begin with a quick summary of what the Death Note story is. Death Note is pretty much about this 17-year-old teenager named Raito, or what I'm gonna use, Light, Yagami. There are 2 pronunciations, which is Light or Raito, and I will be using Light. So anyways, Light is a straight-A student, top of his class, and pretty much perfect, well-rounded teenager. Unfortunately, his life is so perfect that he has become completely bored with it. The monotony of his life disturbs him to death, and he just doesn't know what to do. Well, he eventually finds a Death Note conveniently dropped by a bored Shinigami named Ryuk, who's just interesting. Well, anyways, Light sees the Death Note lying down on his school ground, so he picks it up and tests it on petty criminals. Once he finds out it's actually real, not some fake prank, he freaks out. And with his newfound power, Light begins to kill all major criminals in the world, and thus gets one step closer to a pure world under Kira, which is Light's alias. You gotta realize that as soon as he receives this power, Light thinks, maybe I can use this to rid the world of all evil, to kill all the major criminals, and thus make this world much purer, much safer for everyone who's actually good. And so he begins by killing off all the big criminals that people know about, the equivalent to your Kim Jong-il, I guess, to Osama bin Laden, all those types of people. And he kills him off. This strange phenomena arouses the attention of the Interpol, who enlists L to solve the case. This L is a super detective that can supposedly solve any mystery, any case. And since he's clouded in a veil of mystery, L is a true enigma. Nobody knows who he is, where he's from, or how he looks like. Nobody knows anything about him, and in the shadows, L is capable of doing anything. You have to realize that both L and Light are, in a sense, geniuses. They're both sly and scheming, and they wield power that is thought to be unimaginable. L has almost absolute power over international police forces and can force the police to pretty much follow his bidding, while Light has the power to kill anyone just by imagining their face in his mind and writing down that person's name on the death note. Of course, one must think, who's truly righteous, L or Light? Light is killing off all the criminals in the world, and L's trying to stop him. But is what Light doing really, truly considered a felony? If you kill a criminal, is it really considered murder? That whole underlying theme of whether L or Light is righteous adds an interesting twist to the story, which is quite refreshing and adds to the dark aura of the whole series. But in the end, the mental battle between Light and L is what makes Death Note what it is. I won't spoil anything for you guys, but just watching these two geniuses try to use their resources to outwit each other is definitely a fascinating experience. This is my verdict, okay? Just watch the anime, read the manga, I don't care, just delve into the world of Death Note and be part of it. You'll definitely not be disappointed. Alright, this is the end of today's quick spot, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you would like, please contact me at otsanime@gmail.com. Go on the forums at s6.envisionfree.com/otsanime or check out the poorly done website at www.geocities.com/otsanime. If you want, please send me some MP3 messages so I can post it on the normal Your Spot. And I would really like a lot more listener participation. So please, please send me stuff. Okay, well, see you soon.
そして僕は新世界の神となる。やっぱり人間って面白い。